USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 8 people were dead after a shooting at a FedEx facility near the airport in Indianapolis, Indiana on Thursday night. Police say the shooter took his own life at the scene. Tokyo Olympic chief Seiko Hashimoto said on Friday that Japan was committed to holding a safe games this summer, but a surge in COVID-19 cases prompted an expansion of contagion controls and with new calls for the games to again be postponed or canceled. Japan's top health experts have acknowledged that the COVID-19 pandemic has entered a fourth wave in Japan. It's being reported Nicholas Burns, a career diplomat, is in the final stages of vetting to serve as President Biden's ambassador to China. The U.S. relationship with China will be the most critical and consequential of Biden's presidency. From trade to Taiwan, the stakes are pretty high. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get a Johnson & Johnson vaccine update with Tim Berg.
The CDC says it needs more time to review the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. Agency advisors are pausing J&J vaccinations until they know if the vaccine is to blame for severe blood clots that have been reported in several cases. As far as people that have received the J&J vaccine, Dr. Ann Schuchat is the principal director of the CDC.
If you got the vaccine more than 3 weeks ago and you're feeling fine, you know, you really have an extremely low risk and don't need to be concerned. But if you got it more recently, keep an eye out for a severe headache that doesn't go away, bad stomach pain that doesn't go away, difficulty breathing, which is always a sign to let your doctor know or seek medical attention, and possibly swelling and pain in a leg.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, and TGIF, we are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
NASCAR racing in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Trucks on Saturday afternoon and the Cup Series on Sunday. Pit crew expert Dion Williams, with 17 years of experience, tells us what to expect from the Richmond track.
What to expect at Richmond Raceway? Long green flag runs. The past 6 races, they've had green flag runs over 100 laps. High tire wear as well, grippy pit boxes. You won't see 2 tires here, 4 tires every single time. Not to mention, mistakes will be magnified. The difference in 2 to 5 tenths of a second will be the difference in hundreds of feet on the track during the green flag pit stop. These teams better be on their A game, as well as I'm curious to see if Brad Keselowski gets his coveted number 2 pit box where he won from last year, and how many openings will be available for those drivers that pick early on. So I'm curious to see where they end up.
Martin Truex Jr. won the right to choose which pit stop will be his.
And we'll get started with the 19 car.
Hey, Kip, 1, please.
19 takes 1.
Once one of the biggest opponents of allowing people to bet legally on its games, the National Football League on Thursday announced deals with 3 major gambling companies to become official sports betting partners. The league is partnering with Caesars Entertainment, DraftKings, and FanDuel, all of which will get the use of NFL trademarks and official league data, and will integrate their own betting content into media properties, including NFL.com and the league's official app. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.